Now, we've got our next studio guest.
Now, I'm insisting that you actually say his last name, because how rude if you don't actually say, no, we are joking.
We've decided that it's probably best I don't even try it. So our next guest is Spiro from the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. And Spiro is the program director. And so Spiro's here, obviously, to talk about the program, which was released on Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, yes, was the launch. And we've welcomed back... like Stephen A. Russell, our film reviewer, because you've seen a few of these films already, Stephen.
It's a fantastic lineup this year. I can't wait.
Okay, so welcome, Spiro.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me on.
No, our pleasure. And here we go, another year. For those that haven't caught up with who you are, give us a bit of a background on your history to get here.
That's big potted history, really. I have volunteered actually for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival in the past over the years, which was my first, not really my first association with it. I was a punter for it for a long time. But outside of that, I was a filmmaker for a little bit. I did the film and television course at the VCA. I've been working at ACME for on and off for 10 years as a film programmer there as well.
Yep.
Which sort of slowly led to me getting into this role, basically. And I've sort of programmed a few sort of satellite festivals here and there.
Yeah, we were talking to Stephen when he did the reviews earlier, with the state of film. What's it like? We were talking a lot about the blockbusters and whatever, but you're very much on a lot of indie films and especially queer film. Mm. How's it looking these days? Is it healthy? Is there still a lot of stuff coming along?
It's looking surprisingly strong, actually, which is really interesting. And I think, in fact, queer cinema is going through a really interesting, vibrant time at the moment, which is really great. And I think a lot of that's been helped by the fact that a lot of queer visibility in cinema is sort of sneaking a little bit into the mainstream or the big art house films. And then that's having a really good trickle-down effect, and I think... and so it's quite interesting, actually, that if that's happening.
And I think as well, Spiro, it's because the sort of the filmmaking equipment is becoming much more affordable or easier to get hold of, that more people can tell their stories around the world.
Exactly. So even, our two Australian feature showcases are films that are completely independently financed, and that would not have happened, maybe 5-10 years ago, where people were making, films that, that look really great on the big screen and on that scale for nothing, really. So people are getting to tell their own stories.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. You need to start spruiking. Talk about...
I love all of it.
The festival. What's opening night?
Opening night is a really, really fun movie called Freak Show, which is directed by Trudy Styler, who, if you do or do not know who that is, that's Sting's partner. Yeah, but Trudy Styler, director. She originally was going to produce the film, and then as the process went along, she sort of decided to step on board as a director.
Okay.
A really fun film based on a novel by James St. James, who, if you don't know who that is, wrote Party Monster, which was also made into a film. Yep. And this is based on his novel and potentially could be semi-autobiographical, I don't know, but it's about a young sort of teen who's sort of, I guess, living on the, who comes from a really wealthy background is living with his dad after his boozy alcoholic mother dumps him there, which is played by Bette Midler. She's awesome.
Hilariously too.
Well, looked up and saw Bette Midler, and I just thought, that's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Not only just Bette Midler, but Laverne Cox is in it. Yeah. John McEnroe. I think these are all Trudy Styler's neighbours. That's how they ended up in this film, basically.
I'm sure.
She's just basically getting some favours in.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. And why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're that famous.
Yeah, yeah. I think Colleen Atwood maybe even did the costume design on it. It's got some really interesting people behind the scenes as well. And it's a really, really fun film. I saw that at Frameline. I had a lot of fun with it when I saw it. And when I first saw it, I was like, okay, this has got to be our opening night film. And, it's very rare where you go, yeah, I want that, and it happened. And so it was probably the easiest one to choice-wise.
And is this her first movie?
I think it's her first film as a director, yeah. Okay. I feel she's produced or been involved with film projects in the past, and I think this is essentially her directorial debut.
Okay. And the guy that's got the lead in it,
Alex Lawther.
I've only seen a smidgen of it.
He's great.
But he seemed very strong, very powerful.
We had a film back in 2016 called Departure, and he was the lead in that. Yeah,
I thought he looked familiar.
Yes, wonderful actor. And he's actually in this really great Netflix show at the moment called End of the Fucking World, which is a lot of fun.
Sorry, I swore.
really, really fun movie. He's an excellent actor, and he's so good in this. Like, he's really great. He carries the whole film, and you know, I think it's a really kind of fun film with a very, you know, ultimately very positive message as well. So,
and is there still tickets to that? Because opening night.
It's selling like hotcakes. But obviously, since the launch, we've been selling members only have been able to buy tickets, but general public tickets go on sale from tomorrow. So, get onto it. Basically,
from midnight tonight, you can go online. Or is
I don't know if it's from midnight. Right. Let's say midnight. Sure.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll check. But so from tomorrow, basically, you'll be able to get tickets for it. And the opening night generally sells out fairly quickly.
And, but it's not just a film on opening night, is it? It's something.
No, there's
special.
A fabulous party as well, which is afterwards. We were just talking to Stephen about that. What fun it is! And
it's a legendary party, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's like, really good.
Sometimes the film gets in the way, but this one sounds like a really good film to open with.
I think it'll lift everyone into the mood to party on afterwards. And obviously, you know, we're letting off a little bit of steam ourselves for the beginning of the festival. So
a big sigh from you. Here we go.
Yeah.
Although
here
we go. But then you've got the tough job of
showing up the next day.
every day. So what other? Oh, sorry, Steve.
Spiral, I'm seeing a lot of love for the centerpiece as well. Love Simon.
Yes.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah,
but it's
Love Simon is really wonderful, actually. And again, another film based on a young adult novel. Really sort of got a really big following. And I was talking about this at launch, actually, that when I saw Love, Simon, it really made me think about, you know, growing up as a queer teenager and seeing a lot of mainstream teen films that I love, like John Hughes movies like Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club, and thinking, you know, what would have been like as a queer teen to have something like Love, Simon available playing at a mainstream cinema that you can go see, where you have a character that you kind of identify with. And it's a really sweet film, and I didn't cry in it at all, not once. There was a lot of tears. I had a lot of tears during that film. I don't know why I was very emotional during it, but it's a really great movie.
Yeah, excellent. Come on, feed us
well more. What else? A closing night. I'm going to just talk about those big main ones for the moment. Closing night is a absolutely fantastic drama called Bex, which stars Lena Hall, who, if you don't know, she was one of the original leads of the stage production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. She's really fabulous. She's so good in it. And Christine Lardy plays her mother in it. Yep. And Christine Lardy is such a wonderful actress. And it was actually just really nice to see her in a film again. I feel like I haven't seen her for quite a while.
Mina Savari as well.
Mina Savari is in it. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Lena Hall plays a singer, basically, who, after a really nasty breakup, moves back home to live with her mother, and then basically causes absolute havoc around everyone around her, pretty much.
Yeah,
she's pretty damaged. But it's a really awesome movie. I loved it a lot, actually. And the music in it's fantastic as well.
Music plays such an important part in a film.
Yeah.
I feel, anyway.
Absolutely,
some of my favourite films, the music's always really strong.
And I think for me personally, I've got a bit of a thing for, I guess, music and music and film. I mean, you know, that's why we have the Proud and Loud sort of segment, which is our music section. And
nice little segue. Let's talk about that.
Nice little segue. Yes, we have two great documentaries in it. One's called Chavela, which is a documentary about Chavela Vargas, who is this amazing woman who...
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's such a great doco. She sings... she was really well known for singing these classic Mexican ballads that were pretty much reserved for male singers back at the time. But she was this, you know, fabulous, you know, chain-smoking, whiskey-drinking, hard-ass lesbian who absolutely rocked those songs. And she kind of got a following and then sort of lost a little bit of favour and was rediscovered again by a Moldavar who used her songs in his films. And she sort of had this renaissance in her career. And it's so good. The documentary is just, it's amazing.
She's
fierce. Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Fabulous.
She had an affair with Ava Gardner. She basically had, you know, an affair with everyone. And when you see her, she's so charismatic. You'd be like, yeah, all right, sure.
And Is she still alive?
Sadly, no. Oh. But I feel like
spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
I'm sure
you could Google that.
I wonder why you hesitated when you went to answer.
I just
that.
Sort of wondered. I thought, is that a part of the doco? But look, you know what?
Yeah.
Everyone's got access.
And
to
what's
it.
The other one?
The other one is an awesome documentary called Queercore: How to Punk a Revolution, which is about the kind of queercore punk scene that was very big in the 90s. If you're sort of old enough to remember going to Q&A, you know, back here in Melbourne, you'd sort of be familiar with a lot of the musicians and the music that was part of. So, you know, people like Bruce the Bruce is featured in this. He was very much part of that movement, and that could be this segue to the next film I'll talk about. But, yeah, queercore is really fun, and like if you're interested in music and that era, it's really interesting.
Okay, and so you mentioned your segue.
Bruce LaBruce, yes. So Bruce LaBruce has he's a legend. Yeah, he's a queer legend, and he has a feature film in the festival called The Misandrists, which is, I guess, it's his version of The Beguiled, which was out last year with the Sofia Coppola direct film remake of the Don Siegel movie. But you know, it's funny because I think there was a lot of criticism about The Beguiled being a little bit too soft in its kind of feminism and the politics in that film. And so Bruce LaBruce kind of went, all right, sure, and has absolutely, you know, delivered a film that is really very radical, really punchy, really funny and smart. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. And in obviously typical Bruce LaBruce fashion, it's pretty explicit as well. And it's just a really interesting film. And it has a great end credit sequence. And this is not a plot spoiler. I just sort of say, please stick around, because it's this wonderful montage of famous radical feminists throughout the ages, and it's a really wonderful, inspiring tribute to these women. And it's just a really cool film. I liked it a lot.
One of our listeners just texted in, wanted to know if there were any Greek films in the festival, plus also asked about Q&A sessions. So
we do have...
Excuse me, stole my thunder. Q&A, that was my next question.
Well, there we go. Our listeners are asking for us now. So,
well, look, sadly, the only Greeks in it is me, I'm not in any of the films. But, I mean, I always look out for, you know, queer Greek cinema to include in the program, but there isn't anything this year. But
much in foreign language?
Lots of foreign language. There's like over 23 countries, I think, represented throughout the festival, which is really great. And there are Q&As. We have the directors of our Australian showcase who are going to be here for both those films doing a Q&A, and a couple of more guests that we're just waiting for 100% confirmation that I shouldn't really say until we know for sure.
Yeah. And they're always great, aren't they, Q&As?
They are,
Nothing's better than walking away from a film and having a chat about it, or hearing the directors or the actors' point of view of it as well.
It's a fun part of a festival where you can have that kind of direct engagement with a film that's different from just sitting there and watching it, I suppose, and having that interaction with the filmmaker. And, you know, and obviously with our Strange Shorts, a lot of the filmmakers are around, and, you know, I'll probably drag them up on stage at some point.
Great. Now, the program is fabulous. The booklet, as it has been for the last few years, very easy to tackle. The artwork this year is, I particularly like it. Tell us a little bit about the person that did it.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about this person personally, but
even ignored him at...
I just didn't see him. But what we did differently this year, which I'm not sure whether we've done this before with the festival, but we had a competition this year.
Yes, you have done it in the past.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, there you go. was the winning design, basically. And I got to say, because I saw a lot of the finalists that put stuff in, they were fantastic. And I had a really hard, you know, time sort of... Well, I didn't, but I mean, I think it would have been really hard for the final decision in the end, because there were a lot of really strong stuff and really fun. It was really fun to do, actually. Yeah.
And what's the theme of this year?
Well, look, Proudly Different is our mantra, and I think that kind of is incorporated, I think, a little bit in that kind of design in a way. And I think it's about sort of, you know, standing out and being, you know, different amongst the, you know, the whatever, you know, is on offer sort of in terms of other festivals. And I think the design incorporates that in a really fun way, I think, more than anything.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the joy of queer cinema as well. And a lot of my straight friends actually really relish coming to the festival because of the very nature of queer cinema telling different stories that exactly. haven't been seen as predominantly. Mm. You know, it gives it a little something extra.
And that's the whole thing, you know, talking a little bit on launch about the idea of diversity being an exciting thing for movies, because it actually makes for really interesting, exciting stories, and it's something that I think mainstream is catching on with finally. You look at Black Panther, look at Wonder Woman, you know, and I think you know, people are suddenly going, oh wow, we can have, you know, big movies with, you know, female action heroes or people of color, and there people are going to flock to it. And I think this is something we've known from coming to festivals for a long time, that yes, it is exciting and it's fun.
And long gone are the days when it was just sort of, you know, American fluffy rom-coms, which there's a place for in the world, absolutely, as well. But we're seeing queer cinema from all over the world.
Yeah, and it's cinema that's really complex and is telling stories that aren't, you know, that necessarily that kind of classic narrative of coming out, although that's great too, and I love those films also. But there's
I think we're moving a lot further forward from that now, aren't we?
I think so.
Just great stories.
But, you know, I think if you're going to do a coming out film, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that as well, as long as you tell that in an original way. And, you know, Love, Simon, I think, is a great example of that, where it kind of tells that story in a, you know, really, you know, heartfelt way, really, more than anything.
Have we missed anything that we need to talk about?
Look, I can literally sit down here and go through every single page of this program, but I don't know how much longer you've got on your show, but maybe that's not a good idea. But I feel, you know, I always kind of tell people, look, you know, there's some, you know, really fun, great mainstream films in the program that are genuinely delightful and entertaining, and please, by all means, go and see them. You're going to love them, but also maybe navigate towards some films that you might think, and they're not necessarily more challenging, but they're things that maybe you wouldn't usually seek out when you're going to a festival, and you'll be totally surprised in a very pleasant way.
Yeah, and that's what a film festival is all about.
Exactly, it's discovery.
Yeah, like discovery, exactly.
And you've got the shorts again.
Yeah, the short. Look, we've got, I think several. It's 10 shorts packages from memory. I love, it's funny, I usually program the shorts near the end of the year, and by that point I'm like, I can't deal with this anymore. But then I do it and I have such a great time putting them together. It's like, oh yeah, the shorts are great. And so I actually love doing the shorts packages. They're really fun because it's really great content out there. And again, obviously, I think filmmakers, this is a really great starting avenue for them in terms of making film and sort of, you know, building up in their career. So there's a lot of excellent work out there. And so those packages are all of them, and I'm not saying this, are very strong, and you'll come out of it, and I think you'll be really impressed with everything that's on offer.
It's not for long to go. It's the 15th of March to the 26th of March.
That's right.
So how do you book?
You can go on mqff.com.au. You could download our app, and because, you know, the app's a fantastic way to book films, I have to say. I think I do a lot of that online myself. I think they're the two best ways to do it. General public tickets go on sale from tomorrow. You can get passes or individual tickets. Bring a friend. Bring a straight ally. You come to the festival and, you know, enjoy.
Yep. Thank you so much for coming in. And I will wait and see you walking around with your eyes hanging over your head at the end of the season.
Yeah.
But it looks awesome.
Thank you.
Can't wait to get stuck into it.
Thanks very much. I'm looking forward to it as well.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.